in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Molly Venter of Good Night Moonshine. Welcome, Molly.
Hi, thanks, Andy.
So where do you live now? Where are you living?
Well, now I'm living in New Haven, Connecticut, which is where I grew up, actually. I spent about 10 years in Texas, but now I'm back.
Molly, now you're the Molly in Red Molly, the group, right?
Correct.
Is the group no more?
The group is on hiatus, particularly from touring. We still hang out and have little, song projects back and forth. But for right now, we're all taking a breather and trying our hand at different creative expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what the next incarnation brings.
But no
timeline yet.
Do you tend to get bored easy? Do you kind of move on to something else? Or if you have an idea, you want to record it as quickly as possible?
Actually, you're kind of right. For me, when I write a new song, I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
That feels fun. And then performing it, of course, every time I perform, I like to be able to have a new song in there, and we're able to do that with my husband and I and our little bandita.
So. Well, the little bandita, and what is her name? Oh, the bandita.
Oh, the band, yeah.
I was talking about your daughter.
Oh, no, so the bambino is Otis.
Oh,
and
there's
it's
a
my
bambino
son,
and a bandita.
And a bandita, which is Good Night Moonshine.
Wow.
And they're both our projects of our creating.
I got to get the Molly Venter dictionary. Has your new child informed your songwriting? Is that one of the reasons for the bandita?
Yeah, you know, I would say that for sure. Everything, it's our first kid, and so everything is now viewed through the lens of parenting, and a lot of things are cool. I mean, I think I'm a little less precious in one way about the songwriting process. I used to think, I need 4 hours of uninterrupted time, and now it's like 60 minutes, go, and a lot comes out. You know, if you're going to be on the road away from your family, particularly, it's got to mean a lot. So my husband has another band that he performs in, Roosevelt Dime, and then when we go out together, it's great because you get to have the whole family with you.
And you know, on Good Night Moonshine, the CD, I love Dark Side of the Rainbow, where you put Dark Side of the Moon together in a mashup with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Excellent. That was my husband's brainchild. In high school, he put those two songs together and realized, oh, it's an exact reharmonization, and that proves that Pink Floyd knew what they were doing.
I knew there was a parallel with the movie. If you play the record during the movie, yada, yada, that whole mythology.
Exactly.
I had
exactly.
no idea that they are so similar musically.
It's really interesting because a lot of songs are, you know, they've got the same 1-4-5 basic chord progression.
Right.
You can find a lot of pop songs. But there's a weird bridge in both of those songs that is completely out of the blue, and it's very curious that it's the same.
Congratulate him. Give him a big thumbs up, and I hope he trademarked it. And that is a really cool idea.
I will. Thank you so much.
Molly Venter is here from Good Night Moonshine at 100.7 WHUD in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Molly, I'd like to ask artists who have achieved a good level of success if they have any advice for newcomers in the business.
You know, I'm going to pass on what was told to me when I first moved to Austin, and I feel like it still holds true. I mean, one thing was about being a good person, being a nice person.
Mm-hmm,
and so if you keep honing in your craft and you work and work, and then you introduce yourself to other people and you are supportive to your other artists, and each time you meet, you kind of form a community, I think that goes a long way. I mean, I think that everybody kind of has to help each other out in these days where the music business is still going through a lot of changes.
Is music full-time for you?
It is, yeah.
Touring, does that do it for you?
The touring, yes. Before because I was with Red Molly for 5 years, and before that, I just did solo touring for 2 years and really lived out of my car. And then with Red Molly, that was kind of a step up in terms of numbers and concerts. So lots and lots of touring still on the road about half the time. And now that I've got this babe, Eben is on the road more. I'm on the road a little less. And there's also the income stream from getting songs into TV and movies. And with my type of music particularly, it often goes well. It's cinematic sometimes.
American Songwriter magazine says Molly Venter's voice, I'm going to embarrass her now, is like an unbelievable burgundy. Many notes, flavors, fragrances, and it all goes down like silk. What do you think?
Well, especially my tired morning voice when I'm talking after not sleeping with a child. Yes. it's nice to hear.
And
that.
Now we're going to hear the song Gasoline, the opposite of Burgundy, by the way. Where did that come from?
That's kind of a breakup song, I guess I would have to say. You can hear it in there. It's all there in the song.
And your website, where can people find out more about Molly Venter and Goodnight Moonshine?
GoodnightMoonshine.com is the website, and we've got the whole Facebook thing and all that jazz.
Find out where they're touring, because they are going on tour very soon. And in fact, you're coming to Daryl's house on Sunday, March 27th in Pauling. Great venue. Congratulations. I'll take caller number 6 right now for a pair of tickets, 1-877-274-WHUD. Let's pour a glass of that Burgundy and have a listen to Gasoline. Molly Venter, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Andy.